Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming off of a restful weekend, a thankful week last week. Lady Liberty, good morning.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes, yes it is.
Got plenty of it for you all today, and gosh, lots going on too. So yeah. I think a lot of good stuff. I mean, It's always good. There's always something good that's going on lately. You know what I mean? It's not like all of the good stuff has dominated the globalists yet.
Right.
But the thing is that we're not just capitulating. You know what I mean? The whole world is not just rolling over and letting these evil people take over.
No, they're not. There's quite a clash happening all over the world. You know, we saw that in South America with Argentina. We're seeing that in Europe right now. With Ireland.
Yeah, with Geert Wilder winning as well.
And yes.
Yep, that's huge.
Absolutely. And, you know, I saw a whole lineup of it said the world is right with, separate lettering for the word right. And it had all of these leaders named and listed. Course, in the full length, I mean, you're talking Viktor Orban from Hungary, you're looking at, you know, Geert Wilders, I forget her name, from Italy that took over as prime minister. You got Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yep.
So you've got, there is a big movement. And then, of course, you see the people that are turning out into the streets, pushing back against stolen elections or injustices in general. Ireland right now is burning. Ireland has had enough with the illegal immigration.
Yep.
And they are completely overran, you know, after the stabbing last week of, you know, I think 3 children and 2 adults. The Irish people rolled out and said, enough.
Right.
And of course, you know, the left is working overtime to try to demonize, well, they say the far right has... shown up in crowd. It's the far right. It's not just like, hey, Irish people don't want this anymore. When are we going to, people keep saying, when is enough enough? When are the people going to rise up and stand against this stuff? And when you do, it's the far right.
Right. I think something that we, you know, people ought to kind of grow this, you know, develop this thought, this plan in their own minds, that should they ever, you know, be in the same area as somebody that is suddenly going to say, you know what, that's it, we've had enough, we've got to fight against like these pro-Hamas extremists and all of these globalists, these illegal criminal globalists who refuse to follow the law and then persecute the law-abiding people of America. You know, if that ever happens in your area and somebody takes a stand against it, commit yourself to go join them.
And when are we going to turn on the media that is enabling it?
Right.
I mean, they're running cover for the thieves.
Yes, exactly.
And the liars.
Right. When are they going to be charged with criminal action? Because it's the same thing. They're complicit in all of this coup.
Yeah, well, absolutely. They're making sure that they're waving the banner of everything that goes against any nation, nationalism, your heritage, your history. But once again, it goes back to the people that are the propagandists.
Right.
When are the people going to turn against them? Because, you know, elected officials need to be held accountable. And, you know, the people are standing up against these things. But then you've got these slime balls in the mainstream media continuously running interference and doing damage control for the destroyers.
That's right. That's right.
And it's frustrating, but I think a lot more attention needs to be given to them. Let's put it that way.
Yep, exactly. Because like we saw in San Francisco under Governor Nuisance, while he was trying so hard to bend over backwards and lick the boots of Grandma Sea Cow while he was here, and went and had all of the pro-Hamas protesters on the San Francisco Bridge arrested and removed immediately, as soon as Winnie the Pooh told them to. Well, same thing is happening in both in Michigan and on the Manhattan Bridge in New York, where there's thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters. And on the case of the Manhattan Bridge, they're occupying the Manhattan Bridge, bringing traffic to a halt and forcing shutdown. Well, gee, I guess apparently we just need to get Winnie the Pooh over to New York so that they'll clean them all out.
Absolutely, yeah. They'd clear that bridge out. It'd be all beautiful.
Yeah, in less than 10 minutes. Yeah, get the 3,000 policemen out there like they did for San Francisco. Granted, that was only 250 cops out there, but I'm sure they have access to 3,000 cops in New York City.
So the fastest way to clean up a U.S. city is to have a foreign communist dictator visit that city.
That's right, and demand it.
Yeah,
and
no crime. No homelessness, no needles on the ground, no pro-Hamas terrorist
demonstrations. Right, everything that makes our nation look absolutely pathetic and disgusting got cleaned up right away, lickety-split, as soon as he walked over here.
And think of the irony of that, though, because all of those cities are ran by
communists. I know. We're communists, and this is how we run things, but let's make it look like we don't for another communist. That is so bizarre.
As if Winnie the Pooh hadn't seen video and pictures of what that city looked like before he showed up.
Exactly. And that was probably quite the ego booster for him to come over here and be able to throw his weight around and just bending over backwards to do whatever he told them to.
Yep.
And this thing that happened in Michigan was a pro-Hamas disruption of a Christmas tree lighting.
Oh, I know.
And, you know, some of the comments for that were kind of interesting. And I thought, well, you know, maybe if people weren't so willing to just listen to this rhetoric of, oh, don't fall for that. That's what they're trying to get you to do is respond. No, you know, I think they probably need to be kicked to the moon. You know, I mean, they need it. They need, just like what happened in San Francisco, they need to be arrested. They need to be cleared out. They need to be charged with crimes.
Right.
So it's not that hard to figure out what to do. And you certainly don't tolerate it. That's for sure.
And at the street level, to see the Irish rolling out against the immigrants that were during the riots, the immigrants were taking advantage of it and looting stores.
Yes,
so the Irish were going after the immigrants that were looting their local stores, and people are saying, "Oh no, don't get into hostilities with them because then you'll be playing into their hands." You know, you don't fall for it. It's a trap. It's a setup to get us to fight them. You've got to lock the door.
Yes, and sometimes you have to understand that that's a Lenin tactic of becoming the opposition, where the opposition will, you know, burn, loot, and destroy. And they'll also put out these stupid statements. Don't anybody fight them back. Because look at them all. They behave like cowards. As soon as you turn around and fight them, they run away screaming, claiming victim like little girls.
Right.
And so basically, I think it's them that's turning around saying, oh, just don't fall for that. You know, don't fall into their hand, because they don't want anybody to come out and fight them.
Well, it's like Q, you know, the controlled opposition. You know, patriots, don't stand up. Now's not the time.
Exactly.
Don't fight back.
Yes.
Don't rise up. You know,
that's the Leninist tactic of becoming the opposition.
Yeah, you'll be playing right into their hands. Just trust the plan.
Yeah. And so then nobody does anything, and the conqueror waltzes right in and takes over, and Americans look like a whole bunch of just pathetic cowards. Yeah. And just remember, no cowards get into heaven. And so that is, you know, God didn't give us this nation so that we could act like cowards to these weird people that come over and they want to kill babies, behead everybody, and then act like little victims.
Yeah, we believe that as Christians in America, it's our duty to defend it.
Absolutely.
It was a gift given to us by God, and it was earned by blood, who had to, people had to go out there and fight for it, and God gave them the victory.
That's right.
But it also needs to be defended.
Absolutely.
So, well, I'll tell you what, let's get to the word of the day on this awesome monochromatic Monday.
That's right.
Go to the truth of God, the truth in the word.
And that's for sure.
So what do we have today? And of course, I'm assuming this is a random turning.
Random turning.
Okay.
Yep. And so the word of the day for monochromatic Monday comes to us from Numbers chapter 3, verses 40 through 51, that reads under the title, Levites Dedicated Instead of the Firstborn. Then the Lord said to Moses, number all the firstborn males of the children of Israel from a month old and above, and take the number of their names. And you shall take the Levites for me. I am the Lord. Instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel and the livestock of the Levites, instead of all the firstborn among the livestock of the children of Israel. So Moses numbered all the firstborn among the children of Israel as the Lord commanded him. And all the firstborn males, according to the number of names, from a month old and above, of those who were numbered of them, were 22,273. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the livestock of the Levites instead of their livestock. The Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. And for the redemption of the 273 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, who are more than the number of the Levites, you shall take 5 shekels for each one individually. You shall take them in the currency of the shekel of the sanctuary, the shekel of 20 gerahs. And you shall give the money with which the excess number of them is redeemed to Aaron and his sons. So Moses took the redemption money from those who were over and above those who were redeemed by the Levites. From the firstborn of the children of Israel he took the money, 1,365 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave their redemption money to Aaron and his sons, according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. And that's it. And so, Well, what does that have to do with anything? I don't know. I don't know, but we trust that it has something to do with something the Lord wants us to talk about.
Well, yeah, because normally we see this pattern where something that is maybe perplexing the church or challenges that we're facing, I mean, right out of the headlines, we go to the Word of God and there it is, the life application for what our worldview should be in light of, you know, what we're being, the challenges we're being faced with, or what have you.
Right.
So this is interesting because I was sitting there waiting for, where's the punchline? Where's the punchline?
Right, exactly.
You know, what's the walk away lesson here, Lord?
Well, and maybe nothing other than the fact that, I mean, here's Israel. God's talking to Israel about payment, about priesthood, about people that are going to basically be the priests and be in charge of the temple. And guess where? In Jerusalem, right?
Yeah.
And so this is the time of Moses. So Moses goes way back, 5,000 years. And so you've got, my gosh, all of this history of the Jews having been there since that time. And
right.
And so just the fact that Hamas and any of the Palestinians or any Arabs for that matter are trying to say that the Israelis are occupiers, it just, I mean, to us that is absolutely nonsensical, because first of all, the name of the country is Israel.
Right.
And the name Israel is of a Jew. I mean, it's
Abraham's,
of Jacob.
Yeah.
Jacob. God gave Jacob the new name Israel.
Yes.
And so just the fact that it's called Israel, plain and simple, it doesn't get any
right.
more obvious than that as to who's the original owners of the country, you know?
Well, that's when that's why the Romans chose to rename it Palestina, which now they call it Palestine, to separate the Jews from their heritage.
Right.
You know, that was the whole reason. But as you were reading that, the one verse that jumped out at me was, count the Levites, you know, separately, because they are mine. They belong to me.
Right.
And I thought, And of course, you know, they are the priests.
That's right.
It's the order of priests. Well,
they serve the priests. Yeah, Levites serve the order of Aaron. Yep.
Exactly. Yep. That's what I was trying to say. So, I mean, that's something very special, set aside specifically, have them counted separately.
That's right. Yeah.
There are some really cool stories in Numbers. I mean, some of these are just numbers, just counting the different tribes, but there are some really amazing stories.
There are. In fact, tomorrow's word of the day, it came from me looking ahead of the word of the day for today. And the story that I'll read for you tomorrow out of Numbers is very, very fascinating as well. And so I won't give it away, because it's, like I said, it's quite the story. You won't want to miss it.
Yeah.
But, and that, of course, is not a random turning. It's just, I looked forward and went, I think it's worthy of sharing.
Yeah.
But, the notes, the Bible notes on this little section of scripture describe that it was found that there were 273 more firstborn than Levites. Therefore, these 273 had to be exchanged for money instead of Levites.
Oh.
And so the money helped finance the tabernacle. And this chapter details a census of the Levites between the ages of 30 and 50 for the work of the tabernacle. The duties of the Kohathites focus on mostly holy things, holy objects within the tabernacle, etc. And the Gershonites and the Merarites deal with the coverings and the structural pieces of the tabernacle. And so what's interesting here is this is another exact cost reference to the Lord, where the Lord, you know, the question to me is, what is the cost of three souls on the third planet?
Yes.
It's the blood of Jesus Christ, right? Well, wow. And so just the fact that cost comes up here, and it's not straight with the Lord until the difference is made up, right?
Right.
That's fascinating.
Yeah,
that's fascinating that God doesn't just let it go, like, oh, there was, you know, there's 273 extra. Oh, well.
That could be a whole different Bible study in and of itself.
Yeah, because God is very specific about cost and also not wasting anything.
Right.
Like with the feeding of the 5,000, right? Jesus is very specific and says, separate all the people into these specific numbers of people in each group, and be sure after everybody's done to bring in all the excess, that we don't waste anything.
Yes.
And so God is very, very specific.
Yeah.
He wastes nothing. His ledger is
balanced.
Absolutely balanced.
Yep.
Every jot and tittle accounted for. And I think this is an excellent example of how he pays attention to detail. And like, especially when we're talking about people, how he refers to that as cost.
Yes.
Right. And so that's something I still haven't fully wrapped my mind around, that whole perspective.
Right.
You know, because that's a godly perspective, saying I have to even the books according to each person.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Yeah, very cool.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And once again, that's Numbers.
Numbers chapter 3, verses 40 through 51.
All right. Got it. All right, guys. Stick around. Segment 2 coming up right after this. This segment's brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And that's with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher over there. And the website is prepping2-0.com. We'll be back with segment 2 right after this. The Son of Man, that's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment two, and we are grateful for you guys' support. All of you who do help support us to keep us on the air, help cover all the costs. And you can do that too. You can join the Patriots that are helping to keep us on the air. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab, find out the different ways that you can help support us there. Just $5 or $10, $20 or $50 a month, whatever does not put you in any hardship, but will help us if
That's
you're
right.
blessed enough. So, all right, Lady Liberty, segment two. We've got all the chaos going on, but there's truth in there too.
Yes, that's right.
Truth in the news.
There's truth, and like we just covered, well, God is also very specific. You know, the characteristics
right.
of God. I think that's exciting. Well, of course he's perfect, so of course he's specific, right?
Well, sure.
You know, you can't have a perfect God not being a perfectionist, right?
Right.
Okay, well, so it's fitting, and well, there are some other things that we wanted to cover. And for instance, oh my gosh, well, Trump just received this huge hero's welcome this weekend at the Williams-Brice Stadium.
Oh, that was amazing.
In South Carolina, where oh my gosh, he went out onto the field, and the people were just flipping out for 2.5 solid minutes, all shouting and waving and saying, you know, the USA chant, USA, USA, and
right.
doing this continually for 2.5 solid minutes. And that crowd was like, at least, I could be wrong, I'm a fairly bad judge when I look at crowds like that, but it looks like that stadium holds like at least 100,000 people.
And, that's what I was thinking.
And so, I mean, I could be wrong, but that place was packed, and they just, you know, like it says here, he was given a hero's welcome. And so I bet that just scares the pants off of the communists.
Oh, of course it does. Yeah, they don't want to see that.
That is a true love that this nation has for him.
That's
and
right.
so that's just great to see it. And I also glad to see that, like you were talking about before the break, the UFC fighter, Conor McGregor, fighting back and basically belting it out to the Irish government for allowing what's taking place there to happen. And
yes.
And he's a fighter, you know, this UFC fighter, he's a double champion, a mixed martial arts fighter. And boy, he had quite this statement. He said, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double
yes.
champ does what he wants.
That's right.
And so, you know, I think it's great that he is using that platform that he has to speak out against this invasion of these Muslims in Ireland. And it says here that, yes, he's under investigation for hate crimes now because he's criticizing the Irish government as he rages against the regime. And it says he is now calling out the Irish government for failing their people and even calling them out for climate hypocrisy.
Yes.
People looting shops amidst the anger and rage Ireland has for many failed policies of government. Has this regime ever even had one successful policy? He asked. Health service in shambles, abominable housing crisis, immigration wide open, climate hypocrisy rubbed in our face, danger on our streets at an all-time high. Can we point to any successes? We can lambaste these wasters looting and damaging our streets last night, and we will. But when it passes, the spotlight shines again firmly on the many of, well, all failed policies of this Irish government.
Yes.
We are awaiting action. The families of those grieving are waiting. We will not forget. And yeah. And then he says, McGregor is wide awake.
He says, I want to just say from the bottom of me heart.
Yes. Well, that's...
Yeah. No, he's talking about running for prime minister
for
now.
For prime minister. Gosh, let him have
and
it.
So the, now they want to open up this investigation of hate crimes because he said that criminal illegal aliens should be deported or earthed.
Earthed.
Put them in the earth.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
and that's one of the things that they're going after. But this prime minister in Ireland, he's a homosexual. He is total globalist. And at least rumored to be homosexual, photos of him doing things and marching in the pride parade with Trudeau. And so he's been absolutely off the rails on all of his policies, including just, of course, McGregor, this MMA fighter, just tore into him also when he said about this little 9-year-old girl, Israeli, that was returned from Hamas back to Israel. He's trying to celebrate by saying, oh, you know, Israel lost one of their young, but we've got her back. She wasn't lost. She was kidnapped.
Right.
You know, but they play it down. So he tore into him for that. And of course, on the immigration policies, and the Irish are absolutely fed up. And they should be.
I hope he goes for it. I hope he wins. Ireland needs a tough guy like that for a change.
The world needs tough people like that in every one of our countries.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Well, guys, you have a blessed day out there. You be safe and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.